Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, happy Freedom Friday to everybody out there. Great to be with you here, November 1st. Can you believe it? The Friday before Election Day. Great to have George Blackard with us once again. Happy Freedom Friday, my friend. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing great, Aaron. Happy Freedom Friday. And, you know, it's an exciting one. We're going to get the votes for some freedom on Tuesday. So, you know, everybody, I hope, has plans to get to the polls if they haven't already.
That's right, and, if they haven't already. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I got a really good tip for you. I just tried this out. It worked wonders. I was trying to access a news article from this Axios website because they've got a big report about how, you know, John Tester is not looking very good here in Montana. So I thought, I'll give this a read, see what they have to say. But they make you subscribe to their content in order to view the story. So I had to add an email address. So you know what I did, George? I just typed in.
Did you put Travis's email down?
Well, that's a good backup idea. No, what I typed in, I said yourmom@gmail.com, and it worked. It got me right in. So there you go.
Nice. That's good to know. I hate it when I have to sign up for all those things because then I have, you know, if you do one of those, then you have 100 spam emails after that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, I wanted to read one of your articles, not 99 other pieces of trash in the days that follow. Yeah, exactly. Well, what's the big thing you want to talk about this morning?
Well, you know, there's so much going on out there, but I've been following this story about Biden's garbage comment, and I don't know how many times I've talked about this exact scenario. That's not what he said. Well, yeah, it is. I have it on video. You know, it's crazy that they try and change the narrative there. But, you know, what should be concerning to people is this is the presidency that said they were going to be the most transparent and open presidency in the history of our country. And they are changing the things they said when they fall flat or, you know, they just screw up and say something like that. But what's interesting is the stenography department of the White House has just chastised them for doing what they're doing and saying you cannot change the official record like that. That goes against the law. You cannot do that. Well, it reminds me, I saw a former staffer of Jill Biden's that said, they do that all the time. We used to do that all the time. And so it's just crazy. But this is very important stuff for the historical record. You know, and it reminds me of Hillary Clinton having her own server and her own email address to do business she didn't want anyone to know about. And they've been doing this forever.
Yeah. Well, and the White House is not supposed to be, you know, doing election politics from the podium, but very clear that's why they're trying to scrub the record of his comments is because they know that Joe Biden just threw Kamala Harris under the bus. All right, stand by. More Freedom Friday with George Blackard right after the news and weather update.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's an old saw in baseball which says the tie goes to the runner. If it were only that simple in the United States Senate, there's a very real chance that the Senate could be tied at 50-50 next year. There have been two Senate ties in the 21st century alone. That prompted bipartisan Senate leaders to craft a power-sharing arrangement. Those agreements have essentially awarded the majority to the party of the vice president. Both agreements gave Democrats and Republicans similar membership on committees and even granted the minority leader some additional floor powers. However, it's not written down on any stone tablet that this is how it goes if there's a Senate tie. In fact, all senators had to agree to the power-sharing pacts. That said, the Senate is steeped in custom and tradition. So if there's a 50-50 deadlock, there's a good chance Democrats are in charge because there's a Vice President Tim Walz. The same for the GOP if there's a Vice President J.D. Vance. But we're operating in a very different political paradigm in 2024. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny skies across the area for today, highs range from the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s in Bozeman with mid-30s in Billings. And then for Saturday, we can expect clouds and some partial sunshine. Could see a few rain showers towards Bozeman with highs in the 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Not just one, not just two. Heck, there's two Navy SEALs that served with Tim Sheehy that live in Montana alone that are backing Tim Sheehy in a powerful ad in the U.S. Senate race here. There's over 19 Navy SEALs and EOD technicians along with the SEAL Team 2 commander who are all backing Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. You got to check out the videos and much more. Get the facts, not the liberal spin. Go to MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, should we start with the good news or should we start with the bad news? You know, when we have Evelyn on Mondays, we try to start with the good news. What do you think? Start with the good news, start with the bad news?
Let's go with the good.
Yeah. Let's go with the good. All right. Yeah, I was joking with George during the break. I'm like, man, I'm tempted to not even want to talk about this because it still doesn't seem real. And I'm kind of like, eh. You know, but man, this is really cool. This is incredible. So today, November 1st, and how cool is it that I get to be joined on the radio with our friend George Blackard, a fellow veteran here on Freedom Friday. But George, my official retirement order from the military just cut. I'm assuming it's official today. You know, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Because it's like even when you're on the flight on the way home from a deployment or when you're on the way home from, you know, you're being on your aircraft carrier, you never really believe it, do you? Right. That's kind of how today is. It's like, okay, I've seen my retirement order cut that I'm now officially retired from the military after serving in the National Guard and the Army Reserve. But I still don't believe it yet, I guess.
Popping smoke, you know, that's great, Aaron. I'm proud of you, and thanks for everything you've done, and that's quite a huge accomplishment. So congratulations with that. You know, I did take part in a Army retirement ceremony once where they held it out on the drill deck, and the guy retired and pop smoke. He literally pulled the pin, tossed it out there, and as that smoke was going off, he walked away.
Oh, that's genius. Well, probably because he wanted to survive the sniper fire from the guys that were jealous that he was getting out of there. So, you know, that's a key technique. Yeah, no, it's pretty wild. It's pretty crazy. But I don't know. So I'm like, should we do an official party here at some point? I'm kind of like, I don't know, you know. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's going to be hard to leave, though, because it's such an honor to serve with so many great, you know, men and women, and it's such an honor to wear that uniform and to put it on. But I'll tell you what, you know, what we're doing right now with this radio show, fighting for freedom here, not just on Freedom Friday, but every single day of the week. It's so important, and so it's nice to not have that distraction of, okay, am I going to have to be gone for a month here or, you know, 2 weeks here or whatever. So, and maybe I can actually use vacation days for vacation. I mean, holy cow, what a concept.
Imagine that. Well, also now, you can say anything you want to say. You're retired. You don't have to hold back or worry about anything.
I've been really holding back too, so it's Yeah, I haven't criticized the vax mandate, foreign policy. But some people are probably going to be like, well, Aaron, I thought you were already out, you know, because like David Noble, he was kind of confused. He's like, well, Aaron, you describe yourself as an Iraq Afghanistan veteran, but yet you're still in. Aren't you still serving? And I said, yeah, it's kind of a different thing. Like if you're a National Guard guy or a reservist, you get deployed overseas, you come back, you're technically considered a veteran. You can go to the VA. You have other types of veterans benefits, et cetera, even though you're still serving. So but the other reason I told David Noble is the other reason I've done that is because I don't want to turn on the microphone and talk about my current service and talk about my rank or anything like that, because I don't want people to imply that I am speaking on behalf of the U.S. military, because guys like you and me, George, we have such a respect for those positions and for the people that are serving in the military that we wouldn't want to pretend that we were speaking on behalf of them. And so to me, that's just the right thing to do. And so if I'm ever speaking out on military issues or things like that, I make it clear that I'm speaking out, A, on my own personal behalf, but B, I'm speaking out as a veteran. I'm not speaking out as, well, I'm so-and-so currently doing blah, 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 because I don't want to lead to the implication that's what is so disgusted me about the current state of America is you got all these people that abuse their positions of power to push their political agenda, and that's something that shouldn't be happening.
Right. Well, and you have these former generals that are going on record saying all these things, and you know some people are going to listen to that. I told somebody the other day that just because he was a general, it didn't mean he was smart. So, and they looked at me and I said, "Oh yeah, you know." There's a lot to be said about time, but I agree with you. And so now what is it that when you were an officer in the Army, what was your rank, Aaron? What did you retire at?
Oh, I don't even want to tell people. They'll hold it against me. You know,
I officially
retired as a lieutenant colonel. So now should I just pop off on Twitter every day? Well, I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, blah, blah, blah. You know, these people that constantly throw their rank around, like you know, like somehow that makes them smarter than everybody else or better than everybody else. It's like, dude, we're not even talking about national security issues. Why are you throwing your rank around right now? Like there's this radical environmentalist guy out of Great Falls, and he's always like, well, I'm a retired lieutenant colonel. What does that have to do with what we're discussing right now? I mean, that's just one of my pet peeves.
Well, mine too. You know, another one is somebody will go on an anti-Second Amendment rant or anti-gun rant and say, I was in the Army or I was in the Marine Corps. Usually not Marines. Usually it's Army or Air Force. And I know, and nobody should have these weapons of war involved. And I'm like, give me a break, dude. Yeah. You know, you can tell they probably never operated one. But
well, like Tim Walz,
anyway.
Like Tim Walz, who fumbled around with the shotgun. The Tim Walz who only got deployed to Italy, but claimed he carried a gun in a war zone. For Pete's sake, all right, George, hold that thought. More Freedom Friday with George Blackard right after this. Plus, we got callers on the line.
Democracy 24, Election Reflections.
This is Democracy 2024, Election Reflections. Today we look back at pivotal election moments that have shaped the country's history. I'm Kaylee McEnany. This has been quite an election 2024. The Biden White House, you know, has been remarkably tight-lipped. There have not been a lot of leaks, but that all changed the week of July 4th, which was, to be honest, as someone who's a political nerd, the most exciting week of my life. Every single moment, it seemed, by the minute, there was someone leaking from the Biden White House, and then came Adam Schiff calling for Biden to step aside, among many other developments. And it was like a domino. And then we had that infamous moment in July when Biden decided to step aside. It's like nothing I'll probably ever experience again in my lifetime. It was the most exciting week for someone who's a political nerd. And it was amazing to be here at Fox News covering it moment by moment, second by second, as history unfolded before our very eyes.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny skies across the area for today, highs range from the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, upper 20s in Bozeman with mid-30s in Billings. And then for Saturday, we can expect clouds and some partial sunshine. Could see a few rain showers towards Bozeman with highs in the 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Election day is almost here. Here's what we're going to do on through Tuesday with Montana Talks. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk. We're going to give candidates the opportunity to talk. You can call in. They can call in. Plus, we're going to keep an eye out for the big breaking news. What's the big story of the day? You'll get the chance to tell us. Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The phone number, put it in your speed dial, 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Relief for low crop prices in a lame duck session of Congress is still an active topic on Capitol Hill as prospects for a farm bill this year dim with the close of the 118th Congress. American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson has been meeting with farm lawmakers and staffers, pushing for economic help for producers amid what he says is a farm recession.
A new farm bill would have taken care of a lot of these issues. But because we don't have that farm bill, we have different needs across the country that have not been met by Congress.
Storms impacting the Southeast, fires in the West, low prices and high input costs everywhere. All of these factors occurred this year, all but a farm bill.
We will definitely, when the time comes, push for an extension of the 2018 farm bill for another year. But we're still focused on this year, and we want to see a farm bill get done.
Meantime, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Alexis Taylor says this month's lapse in the 2018 farm bill has ended authority for key export programs.
Food for Progress is one of them. Our market development programs, MAP, FMD, TASC, which is targeted to specialty crops, emerging markets program.
Taylor says those programs could recover quickly if and when there's a new farm bill or an extension of the bill. I'm Lane Nordlund. Have a great day.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, Aaron, when you opened up the last segment with George Blackard there, you said, okay, George, do we start with the good news or do we start with the bad news? And, of course, we started with the good news as, hey, I'm officially retiring from the military today. Some people are like, don't retire from the radio. I'm not retiring from the radio. We're going to be here. We're going to be here on Monday. We're going to be here Tuesday for Election Day. And you know dang well we're going to be here after the election because that's when the real work begins. That's when the real work begins. So some of you are thinking, well, what's the bad news? Well, hey, stand by. We'll get to that here. First, let's sneak on a phone call here. We've got Tom in Billings. Tom, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Aaron. And first and foremost, I want you to put your boots on the floor, shine them up, lace them up, put your hat on. Hoo-ah.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Colonel.
Well, thank you. Well, luckily we switched to those desert boots so I didn't have to spend 6 hours a day shining boots after that one, at least.
Right. Well, I appreciate your service.
The first thing I wanted to say
is when Nancy from Roundup, I love her, but when she said, listen to your elected representatives, no, the elected representatives, civil servants, need to listen to we the people. And by saying that, that poor gentleman that was murdered in that campground, it basically comes back to, I voted for the Suns yesterday. I banked my vote. It's the liberal judges that release these people without doing mental awareness, mental training, mental anything. This guy should have probably never been released. That guy, you go camping, I go camping. You know, we both bought from Brett's RV, plugging Brett's RV. But, you know, he's in bear country. He probably had a firearm. He was just thinking, hey, I'm offering a guy a beer. And this guy did this horrendous.
It's just an awful
story. I blame it on the liberal judges.
Well, I don't know about in this instance. I was looking at this guy's criminal record because he's obviously on the prison offender website. He's got a criminal record. It looks like it was felony DUI where he had multiple DUIs. So unless I was missing something in his criminal record, I don't know if this was somebody who was very clearly a violent criminal that got put back out on the streets or not. But that's certainly something that needs to be asked and followed up on. And I think Nancy would agree with you. I forget exactly what Nancy said in the 6 o'clock hour, but I think she would agree with you on the fact that the elected officials need to be listening to us. But I also think there's a time when our elected officials are speaking up on our behalf, like Zinke is doing on the open borders, like Senator Daines is doing on the open borders, and then nobody's listening to our elected officials back in Washington. So I wonder if that was the reference. Either way, appreciate the phone call, Tom, and thanks for your service as well. George, I don't know if you heard that report in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. We've got the full update now. Just a horrific story where a Belgrade man was camping near Big Sky and got murdered in his tent, but they now have a suspect in custody and behind bars in that incident.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they did. I hadn't heard they caught someone yet, but I have been kind of following that story. That's a terrible thing. It's sad, and it's sad to think that, you know, he wasn't safe just out camping, enjoying Montana. You know, it's a sad thing.
Well, and it sounds like he was just trying to, I mean, based off the news reports that we've seen and heard, that he was just trying to be a nice guy and just offered the guy a beer. And this guy just looks like a complete wacko. I was looking at his criminal record. He's got, you know, swastika tattoos. And he apparently had a criminal record out of Flathead County prior to this. Apparently, he must have had a run-in for a parole violation in Butte because he got released from the Butte jail here recently. So. But hats off, though, to the sheriff's deputies with the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office, because they've been spending a lot of time away from their families, and they've been spending, you know, and they've been doing everything possible to try to get this suspect behind bars. So hats off to them, because, you know, people don't realize the sacrifice that law enforcement has to take on top of everything else they do with their day jobs to put people like this behind bars.
Absolutely, yeah. That's and, you know, great job for doing that so quickly. That's just outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you guys have probably heard George Blackard, you know, for a couple of weeks or so ago. You're probably like, hey, it's George said he's down in Texas. What is George doing down in Texas? Well, he told me during the break he's going to try to take a trip to the beach maybe later today. I was like, oh, rub it in, George. Rub it in. But what's George doing down in Texas? All right, we'll get that story from George Blackard right after this on this Freedom Friday. And then we got another caller on the phone lines as well. Now the bad news for us, at least here, man, but I'm sure it sounds like George is having a heck of a good time down there in Texas. So, George, you moved to Texas. When I first heard the news, I was like, ah, come on, because, man, you've just been such a great friend, not just to me, but to so many of our fellow veterans here in Montana. So when I had heard that you'd moved to Texas, I was like, oh, for Pete's sake, dang, we're going to miss seeing you up here. But that being said, hey, anytime you want a microphone, this is going to be our last official show where we have you on for the full hour every Friday. We're going to keep the Freedom Friday thing going, though. But I'll tell you what, George, anytime you want a microphone, anytime you want to sound off, you know the number to call. And anytime you're back in Montana, we expect you in the studio here, brother.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thanks, Aaron. It's been a real joy doing these shows with you. So much fun over the years, and it's just been a great time. And, you know, it's such a blessing to have that opportunity to be able to speak and speak freely. And I've had so much fun with you and everybody, really. You know, I remember when Daniel Zolnikov would host for you, and I would be on with him sometimes.
Yeah.
It's been a great path and had so much fun doing it.
That's right. That's how this whole Freedom Friday thing started. Daniel Zolnikov, he did a great job filling in on the show. I think I was gone for maybe 4 or 5 weeks. I was I was down, you know, for my reserve training, and because I was, what I would do is that's partly why I switched from the National Guard to the Army Reserve, is because I figured out I could do this IMA program where you knock out all of your training in one shot. You take the drill weekend and the annual training time, and you merge it all together and knock it all out in one shot. And for what I was doing, that just made more sense, because you could go down and actually do work and knock everything out versus like chopping it up here and there. But I'm gone for a long time, and it's like, man, this is a 4-hour radio show. Who can do a 4-hour radio show? Well, a good thinker like a Daniel Zolnikoff, you know, a legislator, and then he'd bring his wife Katie in and they'd have a great time. But he brought you in a few times, and I was like, that's brilliant. I was like, I didn't even think George would want to do regular radio appearances. And before you know it, you're guest hosting the show, and you did an incredible job as the guest host of the program as well. So one of these days, when you do come back to Montana, you're going to have to fill in. You're going to have to do a whole show, just you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to, any chance I got. I tell you, the people there really make the show. We've had some of the best callers and some of the best calls that just really made it a lot of fun to do. Or sometimes you never know what they're going to say, and you get some crazy ones. One of my favorites was when Rod Ostermiller and I were co-hosting, and we started talking about these cows they were finding, and oh man, the UFO calls started coming in left and right. And
oh, that's hilarious.
We had so much fun with that. We told everybody, you know, well, save those alien calls for Monday, because Aaron will be back then.
Yeah, sure, yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's like, especially when the Ground Zero crowd from 4 or 5 in the morning is still hanging around. It's like, oh, great, here we go.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, George, see, now here we go. We already got our first message from one of our listeners. Fair winds and following seas to you, George. Who did that one come from? I just did a quick check on our app here. But, yeah, I think the messages are going to start flowing in because, George, people just love listening to you when you join us every Friday and when you filled in on the show. And then I'm getting a ton of great messages now from Bruce and Ennis. Sent a nice message. Light Brows in Hardin. Let me get to that one in a second. Paul and Bozeman sent a nice message. Gail and Laurel and her family, thanks for the nice message. We got a Coastie, a conservative Coastie veteran out in Ballantyne. Thank you for your nice message as well. Let's see. Amy and Helena sent us a nice message. But, George, you're going to like a couple of these ones here especially. So, Light Brows in Hardin. This guy's incredible. I've gotten to meet him in person. In fact, we had a – I don't know if – did you ever get to meet Light Brows in Hardin, George, down at the Cigar Lounge? He joined us for a cigar a time or two.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, he is incredible. He was there when they started – was it 2nd Ranger Battalion? Was that the one, Light Brows? You were there from day one, and then Light Brows is a Green Beret, and – you know, I spent about half my career serving in special operations, so I'll tell you, those Green Berets are just absolutely incredible. Man, I mean, just some of the smartest people you'll ever meet. Not just some of the toughest people, but some of the smartest people you'll ever meet as well. But we got a message on our app here from somebody in Billings. It must be your buddy. It must be your buddy here, because he says he goes by the name Crayon Eater. Or Crayon Eater.
Oh, yeah.
Crayon, however you pronounce it. I said Crayon in Glasgow as a kid growing up, but now I might say Crayon. Who knows? Anyway, he sent us a message, PSA, 9 days and a wake up. Rah. And I'm like, 9 days and a wake up? I was like, my retirement's good today. Oh, I know what. He's referencing the Marine Corps birthday.
That's exactly right. I knew exactly what it was when you gave me that 9 days in a wake up. Yeah, well, happy birthday early to all you Marines out there.
Well, they're already celebrating. You know, it's like, guys, it's 7:30 in the morning. Do you really need to have a beverage already? Come on now. Come on. You can wait till the birthday.
Well, they've turned that day into a week now, I think, maybe a month.
That's right. Hey, speaking of the Marine Corps birthday, the Marine Corps ball in Bozeman, I got to tell you about this, George, and a couple of other opportunities for our listeners here. Stand by, though. Let's get to another one of our great callers. You know, you talk about our great callers out there. Tim in Billings is one of the best. Tim, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Freedom Friday. And, George, you know, you're a gentleman and a scholar. And it was a pleasure meeting you in person and getting to know you a little bit. And you'll certainly be missed. But you ought to start up your own podcast, and then you can call up some of these people in Montana that you've built these relationships with, and you can call it the MT Squared X podcast or something like that, you know. But what I wanted to talk about after buttering you up is election irregularity. That it seems to me that in 2020, a lot of these people that were questioning things that were going on were just being, poo-pooed away. Oh, it's, you know, it's all okay, it's okay. This election season, it seems to me like the RNC is being much more aggressive and assertive in investigating, pursuing, and fixing these problems with all these early election things going on. And I also wanted to ask you if you had seen the video of that Jenna Griswold in Colorado just getting grilled by that reporter because they released the BIOS passwords for their voting equipment for all but one of their counties, and it was up for several weeks, and they never even announced it to the public. Hmm. I mean, this lady, they removed a county official because of some irregularities, and due to their statement when she was removed from her position, by their own standard in their press release and in the statute that they have, she should be getting removed from office as well. And it's just nice to see that it just kind of makes me think that Ronna McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece, was not as aggressive in pursuing these things that may have benefited Donald Trump because, you know, we know Mittens isn't exactly a Donald Trump guy. I mean, he might as well be carrying the water for Hillary Clinton when it comes to Donald Trump.
And yeah, I agree with you that the RNC, whether it was deliberate or not, you know, they got caught, they got caught off guard in 2020 with all the shenanigans. And then they used COVID-19 to pull all the shenanigans and everything else. And yeah, the RNC right now very aggressively going after any irregularity they come across. There was an issue in Pennsylvania. And the RNC quickly jumped on that. And then they investigated and said, okay, guys, here's the deal. This one's good. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's great to see them all over this and all on top of it. George, I love the idea from Tim and Billings there. You should start a podcast from down there in Texas. I know we'd all love to continue hearing your thoughts, and maybe we could even play an audio clip a time or two.
Well, I might have to do something like that, you know, as I meet some people down here and have some of those experiences, then yeah, maybe that's something I should do.
Oh, let's see. What else were we going to talk about here? Oh, any thoughts on what Tim had to say just about election irregularities?
I think it's important that we pay attention because we see that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin out there, who was only trying to make sure that everybody that was registered to vote is legally allowed to vote. And you had a lower court that said, no, we're not going to let you do that. And the Supreme Court stepped in and said, yeah, we are. And then you have that Chinese student in Pennsylvania that voted. And the sad part is they said, well, yeah, he voted, and yeah, we caught him, but his vote's still going to count because we don't have any way of knowing who he voted for. So that's why it's so critical we don't let any of that stuff happen. But it does happen. And, you know, the last election, there were a few people arrested because they voted more than once. And people think, well, that's, you know, that's a small one-off deal. Well, it's really not. I mean, that's the person they caught. So it's important that we keep this election integrity going.
Well, and Donald Trump Jr. also made a really good point. I know I shared it via X. I thought I had a screenshot of it in front of me somewhere here so I could quote him exactly. But basically what he was also telling people is, hey, look, people, beware of any psyops going on out there, psychological operations. There's going to be people that are going to try to tell you not to go vote because it doesn't matter, or because of this election integrity concern or that election integrity concern. He said, this is a psyop to prevent you from voting, to prevent Trump voters from voting. Don't fall for it. Get out there and vote like your vote is the only vote that matters. And then, of course, Donald Trump himself has said too big to rig. So folks, like, be thankful that there are people, that the RNC and others are jumping on every election integrity issue that they see. But let not your heart be troubled, and don't let them, the other side, discourage you from getting out and voting. This is kind of a freedom for – holy cow, the time is already flying by here. Man, hey, George, this is a good Freedom Friday story, I think, here. You know, we oftentimes talk about, you know, military service, law enforcement, some good patriotic stories. Did you hear about what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney? And now Liz Cheney is firing back, and they're trying to twist the words that Donald Trump used. Let me play the actual audio of President Trump and what he had to say about Liz Cheney. Where is it here? He basically says, oh, yeah, here we go. This is what he says, I think, not only about Liz Cheney, but about Dick Cheney as well. Here it is.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person.
All right, so now Liz Cheney is popping off, and MSNBC is twisting Donald Trump's remarks. But he's basically saying, hey, you want to send our kids to war? Why doesn't Liz Cheney go to war herself? George, your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a good question for all politicians. But, you know, this is something that has been happening a lot lately. There's another story out there where Kamala Harris said Donald Trump, in reference to women and abortion and their bodies, said, I'm going to do what I want, whether they like it or not. And that is not at all what he said, what he was referencing. And believe it or not, Jake Tapper called her out on it. And he was talking about illegal immigration and
protecting women from that. Yeah, protecting women from illegal immigration. Yeah, whether they vote for him or not. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you right after this.
I'm Maria Cantwell. Too many politicians are too busy fighting each other, but I just want to get things done to make people's lives better. I led a bipartisan initiative to bring computer chip manufacturing and other supply chains back to America, generating billions in private sector investment to make the chips that run our cars, our appliances, and even our farm equipment, creating jobs, boosting our competitiveness, and lowering costs. It's beginning to work.
Paid for by Friends of Maria.
Fox News commentary.
Another major publication is withholding its endorsement of Kamala. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
USA Today has gone the way of the Washington Post and LA Times and will not issue an endorsement for the 2024 election. The outlet noted that the USA Today network spans over 200 publications across the nation and that local editors across the nation are free to make endorsements at the state and local level. But still, USA Today itself will not hand down a presidential endorsement, and that's big news. In 2016, the outlet didn't fully endorse Hillary Clinton, but it did side with her in an unofficial capacity. In 2020, however, USA Today went all in for Joe Biden. But as for the woman who replaced him and pushed him off the ticket, Kamala Harris? Nope. This is a trend, and I don't buy that it's a trend born out of neutrality or journalistic integrity. Now, it's clear to me these major publications do not and will not hitch their names and reputations to the sinking ship that is Kamala Harris. Can Democrats win without the media? We shall see next week. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Democracy 24.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Democrat Prince George's County Executive Angela Also Brooks are vying to fill retiring Democratic Senator Ben Cardin's seat. Both candidates have raised and spent record-breaking sums. A historically unlikely win in Maryland by Hogan would essentially ensure a GOP Senate flip. The former governor has been a critic of former President Trump and feels he can attract voters from across the spectrum.
I've got to convince Republicans to stick with me because I'm, and convince independents and Democrats that I'm not going to be just a rubber stamp Republican, that I've always stood up to do whatever I think is right for all the people of our state.
Also, Brooks maintains that she and voters don't buy it.
No matter what he says about how independent and a maverick, he's no maverick. Trust me, he's a company man all day long, and he will go hook, line, and sinker with Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and all of those folks.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we got too much to talk about here this morning. Real quick, we talked about the Marine Corps birthday. Stu Scheller, Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, the guy who stood up and called out the chain of command over the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, he's going to be speaking at Montana State University 1 week from today. Then he's going to be speaking at the Marine Corps Ball in Bozeman that Saturday night. And then he's doing a Veterans Day event in Bozeman on Veterans Day. But he's got that Sunday free. So our buddy Steve Rass said, hey, he'd do an event in Billings too. So the Adaptive Performance Center is going to host Stu Scheller. He's going to be doing a book signing and more. So that'll be taking place that Sunday in Billings. So I'll tell you about that next week. But and George, I think we might get him over to the Cigar Lounge for a little event as well. So that'll be pretty cool to have a cigar with Stu Scheller. Sandy in Billings says, Aaron, thanks for your service, all of it. Congrats on retiring from the military. George Blackard, blessings for you on your move to Texas. I am going to miss your thoughts and your voice on Montana Talks. Sandy from Billings. Yeah, the messages are just pouring in. So what are you doing in Texas, George? I forgot to ask you that.
Well, you know, I'm getting a taste of working remotely, and that is something that I never thought I would like, but I love it. And the nice thing about remote work is you can be anywhere and do it as long as you have an internet connection. So I like that. But, you know, I had, some big changes in my life. And, you know, Aaron, I've realized now that I'm 55, there's not a whole lot of life left. You know, I want to make the most of it. And so I'm doing some things that I've always wanted to do. I'm following my heart on a couple of things. And
you're going to the beach later today. So rub that one in for us. Yeah, yeah. Well, heck, I got to take my pontoon out in October, so I'm not complaining about any of that up here. You know, we had some very nice weather this fall for sure. All right, back to the big issues of the day here. And again, always an open microphone for you here, George, whenever you want to call in or join us on the show. You mentioned, yeah, here they go again. They're lying about what President Donald Trump said. He had this soundbite where he was basically saying, look, whether women vote for me or not, I will protect them. I will work to protect them, basically from illegal alien crime. As you pointed out, that's exactly what he said. But they're trying to twist it and claim that he's telling women that he's going to force them to do something they don't want to do.
Right, right. And you know, this is another one of those instances where she can say it, she gets the impact she wants, she doesn't have to admit to it later and apologize, and even if she does, well, the damage is done, and that's the way that goes with them. But, you know, it's not just her, there's, John Tester does it, a lot of politicians do it, and I think we need to start holding them accountable.
Hey, Tim and Savage asked the most important question. Did you make it to Texas in time to vote for Ted Cruz, or did you still vote back here in Montana?
No, you know, I did. I registered to vote when I got here. I made it by about 3 days, and filled out the paperwork, sent it in, and when I went to the polling place, they had me in the system. So, yep, I got voted, and that was very important to me. So, made sure I made that happen.
Well, that's great. Yeah, man, I would just encourage people. You can literally walk into your election office in your county today and get the ballot, vote the ballot, bank the ballot, get it in, get it done. And, hey, you never know what might happen. Like George just referenced, you know, all of our days are numbered. You never know what may happen. So get the job done. Let's save America come Tuesday. George Blackard, happy Freedom Friday. Always an honor, my friend.
Thanks, Aaron. God bless you, and congratulations to you.
Hey, thank you very much. All right. We'll have some time for your phone calls and more coming up.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, it's about $67 as of 2020. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.